Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so much to tell you about. And coming up, we're going to hear something really awesome from Tim McGraw. You know the song Don't Take the Girl?
Sure.
He kind of redid it with a guest, and you're going to get to hear that coming up. Yeah, pretty neat stuff. But first, I want to talk about this whole Matt Lauer thing. I know, you know, he was ousted from NBC because of some sexual misconduct accusations. The girl who made those accusations just did a tell-all interview, and it's all out there now. So everybody knows who she is. They know everything that she's accusing Matt Lauer of. And it turns out that she used to be Meredith Vieira's assistant. And so after Meredith had left, she went to her and was like, listen, I told everybody about what happened and no one has done anything. So Meredith helped her to get a lawyer and to go to the head of HR at NBC. And they sat down and they were like, you've got to do something now. And he was fired the next day.
Man.
So she was involved.
When Meredith Vieira gets involved, then things happen.
I guess so. But like they look like they were good buddies. So, Meredith said that her heart was just broken hearing about this. Ann Curry, who was let go, there was a lot of stuff going on when Ann Curry was let go of the Today Show. I don't know if you remember that, but she says she 100% believes the accuser. Matt, though, is still coming out saying, nope, we were in a consensual relationship and maybe I did some things that were wrong, but I never forced her to do anything. So now it looks like the next big interview to get, because the guy who's writing the book, who wrote the book for the accuser, is on Good Morning America. The next big interview to get is going to be Matt Lauer.
Wow.
Yeah. And we'll see if he does it, because, that's a way for NBC to win. But if you're Matt Lauer, are you really going back there?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. So this is pretty amazing. You know the song Don't Take the Girl by Tim McGraw. And you might know a guy named Blanco Brown, who was in the studio with us not too long ago. He does the Get Up.
Yeah.
Right. And which
great
is a fun
dance.
Song. Yeah. Everybody was like doing all these videos of themselves doing that dance. Well, it turns out that Blanco Brown became a country music singer because of Don't Take the Girl. And in just a minute, you're going to hear Tim and Blanco do that song together. But listen to Blanco talking to Nicole from the afternoon show about how much he loved that song and how it got him into country music.
What pretty much happened was I heard this song by Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
Okay.
When I heard Johnny Dada was taking them fishing, I was just like, oh my God, this is good. It's a story.
Yeah.
And it just inspired me, and it made me feel like I wanted to write stories rather than just songs.
Yeah, and it sounds really cool. So here they are together.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. Little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole, and his dad looked down and smiled, said, we can't leave her behind.
Blanco's back there just waiting.
Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind. And Johnny said, Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as he don't go, take any boy in the world.
So good. That song still gives me chills.
And he was such a cool guy to meet when he came in for the interview with Nicole. And so I just think about how much of a thrill it is for him to be able to sing that song.
I know.
With Tim McGraw.
With Tim McGraw. He's the reason that he even has a recording career. So it was neat. Just to give you a little bit of background on Blanco, he grew up in the Atlanta area,
I think, right?
And he said that he was like right in the city living in a really bad neighborhood. But then in the summer, he would go and live with relatives out in the country. So he had the best of both worlds.
Yeah, he got
that
mix of city life and country life.
And when
life,
you hear his own music now, you can hear a little bit of each of that in his music, which makes him unique.
And I would think at the same time, as much as it's a thrill for him, for Tim too, I would think for these young great artists to come up and go, man, you inspired me.
Yes.
You're the one.
Yeah, especially a guy like that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.